Want to get to the something else here. I've talked about quite a bit. We talk about crime and the violence problem here in the city. WGN did a poll and found that that was the number one issue on the minds of Chicagoans. Well, two people got together, and this was a story widely shared, I found, over the holiday weekend. It was in the Sun-Times, and it was picked up by a number of other news organizations, national and local. And it's interesting because the two people who wrote it come at the violence issue from two very different perspectives, Alderman O'Shea and Susan Lee, who is the chief of policy and strategy at Chicago CRED. It begins with this statement, and then I'll bring Susan into the conversation. She can explain a little bit more about why she wrote it and what the vision is moving forward. What are the solutions? Chicago cannot continue down this road with a demoralized and understaffed police department and an under-resourced network of violence prevention groups. Alderman Matt O'Shea and Susan Lee got together to talk about this issue, and the story, I think, is an excellent read for anybody who's interested in learning more about the path forward. Susan, thanks for joining the show this afternoon.
Thank you for having me.
Why'd you decide to do this?
You know, I think that the most important thing is that we should not accept this level of violence that we have this year, last year, years before in Chicago as a norm, that there are things that we can do better, and we need to intentionally do those things better. And then secondarily, I think we are sometimes mired in a false choice. It is either you're pro-law enforcement or you're pro-community intervention. And the fact of the matter is, in every jurisdiction that I have done this work, you need both. You need both effective policing as well as community-driven, community-based interventions that are reaching those who are at the highest risk of violence. And those two things have to coexist in a robust way for us to have a solution.
It's an excellent point. You don't have to be in one camp or the other. You can believe that both are part of the solution, and you can explore both without being considered anti-law enforcement or anti-community. You say here in the article, one of us is an alderman who serves on the advisory board of the Chicago Police Memorial Foundation and the board of the Chicago Police Chaplains Ministry. One of us, you, a former city official who helped develop and implement a community-based violence intervention plan for Chicago based on a strategy you led in Los Angeles. How does it work? How does it help, Susan?
I think that, going to serve the mayor as the deputy mayor of public safety, which I left last year, the key goal was to have a robust community-based infrastructure, fire violence reduction, for as many decades or years that Chicago has experienced violence, community-led interventions have been ad hoc. It's not been organized or coordinated, certainly did not receive the kind of support from city or other public sector in a consistent, sustainable way. And so my job was to go in and develop a holistic plan, which was released in September, Our City, Our Safety, which lays out kind of what are best practices in the country around violence. One is to really focus on those who are at the highest risk of violence. You cannot solve shootings unless you are touching those people who are potentially at risk of becoming a victim or are in the thick of the violence. You also have to pay attention to the places and not invest everywhere, but invest in the places where violence is the worst. And certainly you have to have effective and 21st century policing that focuses on just and legitimacy that earns trust from the community. And you have to coordinate, and city has to lead that effort in order for you to see a market difference. We have seen this in places like Los Angeles, in New York, in Oakland. Having done work in many jurisdictions, I felt that I could bring some value, which is why I began coming to Chicago in 2016 when the last spike in violence happened.
Yeah, it is a moment in time for sure, which is some of what you point out here in this article with the spike in crime here in the city. And I always find that it's hard to measure the success in perfect terms in terms of programs like yours. But I saw here in the article that the University of Chicago took a look and researched that your violence intervention approach actually is bearing fruit. They believe that people who are enrolled in the CRED program are half as likely to be shot or arrested compared to non-participants.
That's so a big it deal. Is Northwestern that actually is doing the CRED evaluation. University of Chicago Crime Lab is doing the Ready Chicago evaluation. But really across the board, since we began really more robustly doing this work in Chicago since 2017, all three major networks are showing similar results, which is that these efforts at intervention is having an impact on victimization, lowering the victimization rate of those participants and lowering their arrest for violent crime. Now, are we having the community level, citywide level showing? No, because we are not at scale, right? For what you read in that article also is that for every one high-risk participant that we may be touching, there may be 20 other high-risk participants out there that are not being touched. And so in order for us to see a community level or a citywide level impact, we're going to have to take this approach to scale. And equally important, we're going to have an effective police department where the officers feel supported and are not demoralized and are forming those really trusting relationships in the neighborhood by being in the neighborhood. And so both of those things have to happen.
Yeah, and I'm glad to see people like you and Alderman Shea coming together over this, because until we all sort of say, hey, this is our problem and there is no one solution and we can stay in our silos and point fingers at the other, this doesn't happen. And that's something pretty important. Susan, I just want to thank you for coming on. I hope you'll come on again and talk more about your program in depth. And people want to read the article. It's in the Sun Times. Thanks for the time today.
Thank you,
Susan.
Very much. Thank you very much for having me.
Susan Lee is with the CRED, Chicago CRED. She's chief of policy and strategy there. And Alderman O'Shea is joining the program. He wrote an opinion piece joining forces with the mayor's former public safety director about crime, sounding the alarm about crime. It is hard to look at the numbers of shootings and homicides in Chicago over the last 20 months and find a silver lining, is how it begins. By every measure, our city's in crisis. Our efforts to keep our communities and our police safe are simply falling short. Alderman O'Shea and the Susan Lee, who was on the show yesterday, who wrote this, come at this from different perspectives. One, an alderman who serves on the advisory board of the Chicago Police Memorial Foundation and the board of the Chicago Police Chaplains Ministry. She is a former city official who helped develop and implement a community-based violence intervention plan. She talked about that with us yesterday. Alderman O'Shea is here. I know you got a lot of reaction to this, Alderman O'Shea. Thanks for joining us. What are you hearing and the reasons for writing it?
The feedback I'm getting from police officers on the street in my community, other leaders in the city are they agree with the piece. They support it and want to know what they can do to help. But I think, it caught some people by surprise. It's no secret that I'm a big supporter of the men and women of the Chicago Police Department. But I agree with Susan Lee and welcome the opportunity to work with her. I would consider her an expert in the field, and she's got a track record of proven success when we talk about violence intervention. And I think it doesn't need to be a choice. I think we need to do both. We need to significantly invest in violence intervention in communities across our city, and I think we need to do more to support our police officers. And we need to significantly hire more police officers based on the number we've seen rushing to the exits the past 2 years.
Yeah, there's no question. We've seen that. There's been a near record, if not a record, number of police retirements. And you aren't seeing all that many people either enter the academy, apply to be part on the force, or graduate from the academy. Certainly not enough to replace the numbers anywhere close. I think that's what stood out about this article, why it got so much attention. It was in the Sun-Times over the weekend. And you talk about how some Chicagoans want a law and order approach. Some say it's a violence intervention approach. Get interrupters out there. That's what you need, not police. And you're saying, let's come together. We need both at full strength, and we need it now, and we need all hands on the table. This is a time of crisis for our city.
Absolutely. We are in a very significant public safety crisis in our city. And people are scared. People are scared to go downtown. People are scared in high crime areas to be outside their home at night. I was just talking to a resident of my community, and her mother lives in another part of the city, and she said, my mom knows I can't be out in front past 7 p.m. I have to be in the house, and that's no way to live.
Yeah, you're hearing that for sure. When we open up the phone lines to talk about people coming downtown, people do say that. They tell us, I'm not doing that. I don't feel safe. This is the way it is. And something needs to be done about it. Where do you think the problem is? Is it that simply people are not talking with each other to come up with the solutions? Are we not together on this? Is it something else? What would you say, Alderman O'Shea, could be done much better?
I mean, there's a lot that could be done much better. Our partners in the judicial system need to be that partners. I believe there needs to be some type of summit of sorts with different law enforcement agencies, members from the judicial branch, come together and have discussions, real discussions about what we can do. How do we go out in these communities and try to get to these young kids before they head down that wrong path? How do we make sure that those people that are out there committing these crimes with an utter disregard for human life, how do we keep them off the streets? They're urban terrorists. They're ruining communities. We need to have these difficult discussions. We need to figure out how do we correct this breakdown in the family that we see, where you might, whether it's a single family parent trying to raise kids or a grandparent trying to raise the kids. As we talk about this pandemic, over the last year and a half, how many of these young kids in our city haven't been in school? Well, the gangs have been in school. They've been actively recruiting these kids. We need to bring people together. It needs to be talked about. There aren't enough people, leaders in our city, talking about this right now. I mean, because Chicago is globally the talk. The talk is that it's unsafe here. And I'll go a step further, Anna. You know, people say the biggest crisis we have right now is this Delta variant. No. The biggest crisis we have is the fact that guns and gangs are ruining our city. And it's time people started to talk about how do we come together, have these difficult conversations, and try to find real solutions. And that's why I think this piece that I worked on with Susan Lee is so important.
Yeah, and I think that's why it got so much attention, even though it was a holiday weekend. I noticed a lot of people sharing it, and a lot of people who come at this, like as I said, from different perspectives. If people listening right now might say, you know, what can I do? I care about this city. I care tremendously about this city. It's the best city in the world. What is it people can do? What is it you would suggest?
I think people in communities need to share with their elected officials just what their true thoughts are, that they want to see more programs trying to keep kids from choosing that wrong path and ruining their lives. We need to try to figure out a way to repair the relationship we have between law enforcement and some communities. The only way we're going to get out of this hole, the only way we're going to start to turn things around, get this pendulum swinging back the other way, is if we work with the Chicago Police Department. If we partner with them. You know, when I was a kid, I remember the officer-friendly program. They'd come to school and they'd talk to the kids, and you knew that police officers out there on the street were there to protect you and were there to keep you safe. And frankly, we need to do more to support the police. You know, when we talk about the men and women out there each and every day, they've been thrown under the bus. They are totally demoralized. They feel that no one has their back in an increasingly difficult job. You know, we talk about routine police work. Well, we had a routine traffic stop a month ago. It wasn't so routine. Bella French lost her life. Officer Yanez continues to fight for his life. Devastating to the men and women on the department. We need to do more to support them. You know, just in the course of your day, when you see a police officer, give him a wave. Tell him thank you. And as a city, we need to do more to support our officers when we talk about mental wellness. You know, the Chicago Police Department has a rate of suicide 60% higher than other law enforcement agencies across the country. We've seen 10 officers take their lives just in the last few years. And the job's not getting any easier. What they see each and every day.
Yeah. What we don't even, the stories we don't even know. Who knew Ella French had saved a little baby's life after being shot in the head? She rushed her to the hospital. No one knew even knew that story had happened. And how many others like that are there? It's an important conversation. It's important actions that you're taking. And I appreciate your time. How can you just finish off here, Alderman O'Shea, by telling us how is Officer Yanez doing, Carlos Yanez, Ella French's partner? I haven't heard an update in a while.
You know, I was lucky enough to be a part. Several of his friends and fellow police officers hosted a party for his young son, a birthday party, because this young boy's life has been completely upside down the last several weeks. And I was honored to be a part of it. And speaking to some of his close friends, he's shown marked improvement. He's got a long road ahead of him, but he's got a loving family, both his true family and his police family. I know that he knows that the entire city is behind him, praying for his improvement each and every day. And you know, we just hope that he continues to make improvements and has the best quality of life.
Yes, we do. For himself and his family, please send him our thoughts, and please tell him we are pulling for him. I know you you do so much with our police, and we thank you for that too. Alderman, thank you for the time this afternoon. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Hannah. Be well.